Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
Well, I think pretty well everyone has heard of our very own housewife, superstar and mum. No, not that one. But Shelley Argent, the national spokesperson for parents and friends of lesbians and gays. She says herself, from a housewife who just happened to have a gay son, to a national spokesperson for the parents and friends of lesbians and gays, and for us too, even fronting up as the face of a television advertisement. So it's been quite a journey. And now Shelley has written a book about it, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Doug.
Nice to speak to you again. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
So now you're an author, on top of everything else. You've been a TV star, now you're an author.
Well, I don't know if a very good author, but at least I have a book.
Now, what made you decide to write down your experiences in a book?
Well, what I wanted to do was keep the message going, you know, that I keep talking about all the time, that to have a lesbian or gay son or daughter is absolutely fine. And also, too, I thought I don't plan to keep doing this forever and a day. And so I just wanted to keep the message going that it is okay to have a gay son or daughter. And just to let people read about other people's stories and mine as well.
So the book is called Opening the Door, A Mother's Journey When Her Son Comes Out. It's pretty much the first book about this subject, isn't it, in Australia anyway?
Yes, that's right. Terry Stewart from New Zealand, she wrote a book about a similar thing, and then also you get lots of American books. But no, I think mine is the first from an Australian parent.
Now, you detail in this book sort of your journey,
yes.
You know, your a kind of awakening to what the situation was,
yes,
for gay people in this country. But what made you in the first place decide that you were the one who had to stand up and do something about it?
Well, probably because nobody else was. And I mean, I'm really one of those. I think if you want something doing, do it yourself. Don't stand and complain about other people not should be doing it. So I just thought, well, nobody else is there fighting me for the job. So when what we did was we had a conference in 2007 here in Brisbane, and it was unanimously agreed that I'd be the one that become the national spokesperson. And so I've been at ever since, and so far nobody's challenged me for the job, and I'm very happy to keep on going with it. But what I did was I wrote this book, and I see it as an easy read for people, and it's just to keep the message going. And again, I guess it's like it's another step in my journey of having the gay son and hopefully, you know, righting a few wrongs.
Right. So in the book, you tell the story of your son's coming out and how you dealt with things like family friends who weren't very accepting of the situation.
Yes.
How do you deal with that sort of thing?
Well, I just have always been the sort of person that my children have been my priority, and what other people think is entirely up to them. And if they can't accept my children or myself for who and what we are, well, that's too bad. That's their problem, not mine. And I have a loyalty to my children first over friends and relatives.
It sounds so very simple when you put it like that.
Well, it is. It is, really. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, that really puts the focus on where it belongs, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you haven't just told your own story in this book, have you?
No. Because over the years, I mean, I've been doing this now for about, I'm not sure now, 11, 12 years all up. And I have met a lot of people with their stories. And so what I've done in the book, at the back, I've had half a dozen just people's stories and from woe to go is how they've told it to me. But then through the book, to give different illustrations about different issues, I've got lots of stories of different people. I mean, most of them are positive. I think there's only one really negative story from a parent, and she just had no intentions of accepting her son. And, of course, we all know there's people like that out there in the world anyway. But also, too, what I've done in the book is I've tried to make it a book of hope. Where, when, if you're reading it with a parent, or, you know, as a parent with a gay child, that there is hope, that you will come to acceptance. And even if you aren't a parent, you're just somebody who's interested, it gives you an insight as to the journey and the issues that parents deal with when they're coming to terms with having a gay or lesbian son or daughter.
You mentioned there that some people, you know, some people out there are never going to be accepting.
No.
I was just wondering if there was any point in this whole process, you know, of you dealing with your son's coming out and people's reactions to it. I was just wondering if there was any point in there that where you really kind of despaired of getting through to someone. You know, whether there was a moment where you thought, oh, you know, this is an impossible task.
Well, yes, I've had a few of those, and sometimes I've just wanted to shake the parents, because just to sort of get a bit of sense into them. But again, with 99% of the parents, if they really want to understand and know, they will keep coming back, they will keep talking, and they will keep looking for information. And I find also, too, with parents, they really... Most of them that I meet, they want to understand, but for a lot of them, they have like their pride or shame or guilt or whatever gets in the way of it. And once you can get parents past that, then you've succeeded, and then the family is better off for it as well. And I've had so many parents tell me over the years, including my husband, who it's a bit of a jolt when you find out that you do have a gay son or daughter, but it actually makes you a stronger person, it broadens your mind, and more accepting of difference. It doesn't matter what that difference is. And yeah. So it generally makes you a better person, I think.
Yeah, well, it would, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, it opens you into a whole new world that you would otherwise know absolutely nothing about.
That's right.
And, you know, you can so easily get into a rut, particularly when you're a parent, particularly when you're concentrating on, you know, keeping a job, keeping the family together, bringing up the kids, all the rest of it.
That's right. And you sit back and you judge other people with mistakes maybe that they've made. And then when you've got a child that comes out as lesbian or gay, most people immediately go, well, what did I do wrong?
Yes.
And they've done nothing wrong. Their child's done nothing wrong. But for some, that takes a little while to come to terms with and accept that that's just the way their child is.
Yeah, well, you've done a great job so far. And in persuading people, you've been a great spokesperson for Pink Flag, and it is good that we now have all this down on record, as you say, because you can't get to everybody, and you won't be doing it forever.
No.
I hope you'll be doing it for a while longer.
Oh, well, I hope so, too. I mean, here in Queensland, we got the surrogacy and the parental recognition through in February, which to me was a real milestone, and it was something that I and others had been working on for a very long time. So that, to me, was a real achievement. And so now my son can be a father legally, where when he was younger and first came out, we had the discussion, you know, this is all very well, you're gay, but you can't be a father, and, you know, you need to understand this. Well, now parents need never have that conversation in Queensland with their gay sons. And now the next step for me is marriage, which again, of course, not everybody wants to get married, and that's fine, but you still should have the choice. And so that's my next goal, is to move towards marriage, or at least getting the government to be thinking about it.
Yes. Well, you know, I can relate to that thing about your son being a father. A number of times I was told that when I came out as gay, sort of, but what about grandchildren? We'll never be grandparents now.
Well, yes.
A lot of pressure used to come from that direction.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I wasn't worrying about I wouldn't be the grandmother, but it was he was saying, oh, I can still be a father. And it used to worry me, because I used to think I didn't want his hopes built up. Only to have them dashed later to find out that he couldn't be a father. Well, see, now that's not true. And so now I'm saying to him, excuse me, I have expectations. And he's going, oh, Mum.
Haven't you met the right boy yet?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Hurry up.
Shelley, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you want to know where to get hold of Shelley's book, I will put the details of where it's available up on my Facebook page and up on Twitter. And also on the program blog, so you'll be able to pick it up from there. Shelley, thanks very much for your time this morning.
No, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't she great? Well, you know, SMS your comments, questions, etc. As always, 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au or Twitter @FreshlyDug. In a moment, should the Melbourne Chargers, the gay-friendly rugger club, be calling foul after their parent club Footscray was demoted? Or is it just a storm in the showers? We'll find out.
Joy 94.9. Freshly Dug Joycast.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.